Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. And I have to apologize. I am like 5 minutes late for the show. Nevertheless, I'm here. I got some rage entertainment news that I just had to get up today. And I'm just so devastated. Things are just going on entertainment news. And also got the actual regular news as well. So I'm going to jump into some music. And I'll be right back to talk to you guys. Let me just shout out everybody who's part of the show and my staff and everyone just the website. Please check out the website. I just updated the website today. Me and the web design. We just changed some of the things around. We used what we had and we just kind of changed some things around. So I want to thank everybody for just bearing with the show and, you know, everything like that. And, you know, I appreciate those of you guys who listen each and every time that I'm on the air. I appreciate you so much. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio again, once again, for giving me all the love and support and just helping me with everything that I can just imagine. I thank you so much. So thank you so much, all the fans. I apologize for the caller that called in yesterday. I know you called in and I could not get through. I could not pull you through. For instance, something happened and some little error came up and it disconnected you off. So I don't want to think that I hung up or I kind of kicked you offline because I'd like to talk to all the listeners that call into the show. So please feel free to call into the show. This is Friday Night Jams with your boy Timothy Hodge. We're going to kick things off with Miss Candy State. And I feel that she's been around for so long and she doesn't get the support that she needs. And I'm going to jump things off. And I'm going to kick things off. And I'm going to start out with Whitney. And I love Whitney no matter what they're saying. Nobody actually knows. But I still have supporters. I love her so much. And I've been a fan of hers down through the years. Here's Miss Candy stating with Young Hearts Run Free. And I'm going to, after that, I'm going to play some Whitney with I Didn't Know My Own Strength.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the babies but you won't have your man. Thank you.
my soul. I had nowhere to turn, I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, but by my darkest hour, my faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. Not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. Yes, I did. I realized I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own. I was not built to break. No, no. I got to know my own strength.
Yes, yes, Miss Houston. Yes, Miss Houston. You know, and I, you know, Whitney, I love you so much. You know, I can't stress the issue, you know, that I think that she was put out on tour too early. I think that they should have waited a little while longer and just let her continue to record music. And, you know, this thing that's going on would have never happened. So, Whitney, I love you so much. And you know I do. And I told your mom that, you know, so I support you. And anyone that's listening to this show, let's continue to support Miss Houston in any way, in any possible can. Let's support her. We know she's been through a great ordeal, and I know her situation is not different than the general person that's out there. So, you know, just give her support as we give anyone else. I want to shout out to T.I., of course. Hopefully I get him on the show over here. You know, he's making, you know, public appearances, you know. He just recently joined. I was a huge fan of T.I.'s, and I salute him so much. So I'm gonna turn it over to the Wendy Williams Show for a brief second, and just I was so excited to hear an interview that he's doing with Wendy Williams, and hopefully one day I can get him on the show. And when I come back from that, I want to also read your latest entertainment news, and I'm gonna jump into some more music. But I want to step away for a minute, and I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna just turn it over here to Wendy Williams, and this here is some of the T.I. interview.
Back in 2007, T.I. FBI tried to buy guns from an undercover federal agent. He was in a parking lot of a major chain. It was the evening of the, it was the day of the big BET Awards in his home city of Atlanta. And with guns and silencers and all kinds of stuff. And that particular situation almost ended your career.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind at that time where you thought you needed such, you know, such hard artillery or anything at all and silencers?
Well, you know, threats were made on my life. Attempts were made on my life. And lives were claimed in my presence. So, you know, when enduring such an experience, your judgment is swayed and your vision is jaded. And coming from the environment that I came from, I think anytime any of us experience life-altering circumstances,
yeah,
we resort back to our, I guess, our instinctive reactions. And coming from where I came from, that was my instinctive reaction.
Okay, to put it in perspective, several months before the incident that happened with the guns that subsequently led him to jail, he was in Cincinnati, and he was with some of his people, and one of T.I.'s friends died in a shootout. There was a shootout, a hail of bullets. I remember reporting it in my old life on radio. It was like 50 bullets, and so he was scared. Whereas,
I mean, you know, I mean,
aware.
I was. I think it was fear in the form of paranoia. You know, I just had an extreme concern, and there were a rash of home invasions going on in the city at the time.
He's got six children and a fiance, so he's a family.
I have a family to whose lives and safety that I am responsible for.
Right.
And you know, I'm not going to make any excuses to excuse my behavior. I'm just in the best way I know how to attempting to explain.
But you've had some time to, you know, rethink things. So what are you doing in your life differently now so that we don't have to hear about anything unfortunate like that? Because, you know, street violence, guns, have claimed the lives of so many hip-hop icons like Biggie and Tupac. And I guess, you know, you had flashes of your life possibly ending the same way for you to be, involved in such behavior. What are you doing differently now?
Well, I think that I'm applying thought to my actions a lot more, and I'm examining my environment before I place myself in them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, you just got out of jail, and we were talking about you here on Hot Topics, here on the show.
Okay.
You know, we do the Hot Topics, and, you know, T.I., everybody, made a surprise visit to the Woodland Middle School in Georgia. And we talked about it on Hot Topics. You know, I'm a parent. You've met our son before. The parents were upset that you spoke to students without their permission.
Okay.
And it was like a big hubbub. I'm sure you heard some of the comments afterwards.
Yeah, I did.
What's your thought on those parents and their thoughts on you coming to the school?
Well, to be perfectly honest, speaking freely, if I may, I honestly believe that they should be more concerned with the message than the guy giving the message.
Yeah.
I think they should ask their children, they should have asked their children, what did you hear? What did he say?
Or how about they could have come to the school and sat quietly and heard the message themselves?
Yeah. Well, that was after the fact.
Yeah.
The complaints came after the
fact.
I think they should have said, well, okay, what did this guy tell you? And I think the message is more important than who's giving it, because if you have someone, an accountant, a dentist, someone else coming in giving the same message,
right,
it won't be received.
Yeah.
And if the message isn't received, then it doesn't matter who's giving it.
In other words, the kids relate to you, so sometimes the message of stay in school and do the right thing is better heard when it comes from somebody that the kids look up to. And T.I. also, I read about that he didn't insinuate himself on the school.
Absolutely.
He was invited to the school, and anyway, how is Tiny? Tiny is his fiance of 8 years. Tiny's been supportive of you through the year. There they are. Cute. she's doing good?
Yeah, man, she's great.
So her support, I mean, she's been your rock through it all. you know.
Yeah.
Did you buy her a nice gift when you got out?
I did okay.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I did okay.
All right, I want to hear more.
You want to hear more? Okay,
T.I.'s going to stick around, everybody. After the break, we're going to talk about more family life, his upcoming album, and his movie. T.I. is here.
T.I., you know, is also at home, and he's making public appearances at different shows, and he has a new album coming out. Nevertheless, actor and reality star, Gary Coleman passed away today at the age of 42. I believe it was a type of brain hemorrhage. I'm sorry, brain aneurysm, I believe it was. And our hearts and prayers go out to the family, of course. You know, Gary Coleman had many issues going on, and I, you know, anger issues, whatever the case may be. But nevertheless, let's just give our support and everything to his family, his wife. And also, Alicia Keys is confirmed pregnant. No word on if it's true or not. But nevertheless, as related to entertainment news, shout out to everybody for listening, tuning in, much up until Ms. Desri by request. And be right back.
Than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find it all. My love and nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number.
Hey, hey, hey.
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey, hey, hey.
So every single summer.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your love. Find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find it all. My love and nothing's gonna tear us apart. It's more than just a mission.
Hey, hey, hey.
You hear but you don't listen.
Shout out to everybody listening and tuning in today. Word on the street is that, word on the street, check this out. Word around the world is that Donald Trump is set to help out the Duchess of York, Miss Sarah Ferguson, out of her situation that's going on right now. So shout out to Miss Sarah. You know, I love her. I love her and all the media members that she's got going. I love her. Shout out to Sarah Ferguson. Shout out to her. I like her style. I love her. I wish I could get over on this chat. If you're listening, come on the show. Nevertheless, I'm going to leave you with Babyface. I play this track on a long time. I'm going to leave you with Babyface. Love you. Stay up, sis. I'll be back at 11 o'clock. Peace.